Well, hello and welcome to this week's Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. And it's nearly the weekend, which I'm really looking forward to once again. But we start off with today's seed from this month's seed pack, the garlic chives. Now, garlic chives are one of those incredibly useful, underrated herbs. Tastes like a blend of garlic and onion. Really tasty. Flowers are edible and they are also brilliant for pollinators. But the great thing about these particular seeds is you can sow them at almost any time of the year. But sowing them in the autumn does give you a bit of a head start for next spring. Now, how I do it, so just take a small tray or pot filled with a good quality peat-free compost, and then I just sprinkle the seeds ever so lightly over the surface, just trying to get a fine layer and trying to spread those seeds out fairly well, and then just gently sieve over a fine layer of compost as well, no more than half a centimetre deep. Give them a gentle water, very gentle, because you don't want the seeds to rush, and that just settles in everything in, or just tamp the compost down if your soil is damp, and then keep the pot somewhere sheltered, cold frame, greenhouse, bright window sill is probably the best place, and germination can take a couple of weeks. Because it is cool, it could be a little longer, just be patient, but pretty soon they will start to germinate. You'll see these little green things. They will continue to grow, and just leave them to grow over the winter. Harvest them if you need them, of course, but just leave them to grow on your windowsill or things like that. In the spring, this is something I like to do. You can actually divide that pot up into four others and put them up into larger pots, so you get four pots of garlic chives. And the thing is, once, and they can go outside or once the frosts have passed. Garlic chives are perennial, so they will keep coming back once they're established. So those four pots can continue to grow outside perfectly fine all year round, and they will come back year after year after year. As long as they've got a sunny spot, free draining soil, they just grow really, really well. Nice spot on the edge of a bed, because that makes them easy for harvesting. They're also very good as a companion plant. And also, the more you cut, the more they grow. And don't forget, those flowers also look good in salads as well. Not forgetting, they attract bees and hoverflies too. Now, it is coming up to the weekend, and in mid-October, the days are shorter, and it's noticeably shorter, but there's still plenty to do to get ready for the winter. Things like planting overwintered onions and garlic is something that you could do if you haven't done so already. Cut back yellowing asparagus vines and give the crowns a mulch. Tidy some strawberry beds and remove old foliage. Check your stored crops, potatoes, onions, apples, for any signs of rot. Rake up fallen leaves and start a new leaf mould pile. Clean the and tidy the greenhouses to let in maximum winter light. And don't forget to sow hardy any hardy salads such as winter lettuce, mustard, or corn salad under cover. If it's too wet to work outside, it's a great time to have a sort out of seeds, clean pots, get tools ready for the winter. Now, my own weekend's going to be quite a quiet one this weekend on the gardening front. I've got a few hours spare, so I'm going to make them count. Tomorrow, I'm going to head to the allotment for a couple of hours, and my plan is just to dig up the last of the potatoes and the straw that I've used to mulch my potatoes. I'm going to pot that around my rhubarb plants for the winter, just to protect those and help get a bit of insulation, keep them warm and protect them from any frosts. After that, I'll be coming back home, where I've got another couple of hours to spend in the kitchen garden, just a general tidy up, and hopefully going to prune my summer raspberry canes. They've finished fruiting now. It's time to give them a good prune. So it's going to be a bit of a push this weekend to get anything done. Saturday, I'm actually heading up to Colchester for an event at First Square, where I'm filming. So a little bit pushed this weekend, and I think it's safe to say I'm a little bit tired as well. So, but the point is, even though I haven't got much time this weekend, just finding a couple hours of productive time in the garden just helps me reset after a really busy week. And that's one of the great things I find about gardening, is that when I enjoy gardening, obviously, let's make a podcast about it, but I enjoy gardening, and therefore I find that when I get the time to relax, reset, I want to spend some time doing something I enjoy, namely spending time in the garden, doing my jobs, doing everything that I enjoy. Somebody actually said to me last week when he asked what I was doing this weekend, and I said, oh, I'll probably go down the allotment. And he said, is that really a time off doing that? And I said, yes, it is. And I said, the great thing about being on the allotment, there's no technology, there's nothing to distract you. It's just you, nature, and whatever you want to do. And that doesn't mean you have to spend all your time working in the garden. I know I talk a lot about being efficient, being getting on with everything that we need to do, but it doesn't mean we have to spend all our time working in the garden. Sometimes just enjoying being in the garden is all we need. And I think that's one of those things we often overlook as gardeners. We often think about what we've got to do, but sometimes just sitting down, taking stock and enjoying being in the garden is just as important. And that's something I'm always trying to push. This is why I have a seat in the garden, so I can sit down with a cup of coffee and enjoy my garden. I let my dog out in my garden, she enjoys the garden. I let my chickens out in the garden, they enjoy the garden. It's just about enjoying the garden for what it is, a peace and quiet in my own location. One of those important things. Right, I'm going to wrap this one a little bit short again tonight. Apologies for that, but I've not really got much to talk about. But I will be back on Sunday, where hopefully I'll have more to talk about. I'll let you know everything that I have been doing this weekend. So until then, please take care.